Good Tavach. We're in the middle of Sif Vav. We laid down some of the groundwork for Bar Mitzvah last week. And Mitzvah this week, I hope to continue on that, build on that, get the Yisaitis. We get the Yisaitis, we could kind of really like the rest of the Simen in a way. Hopefully tonight we'll go more into that. Okay, let's go back. We're in Sif Vav, and in the middle of the Sif, right after the Ramah. Let's go over the Mechaber again. Yeah, the Mechaber says like this, V'zeh lokech harachov, this person who came in, this friend who came in to buy, choshev kishlukhoi l'chol dova, he's considered a shliach for the bamets and l'chol dova for everything. V'eide akinin shalokech yichtavu shtah b'shem hametzen. You don't even need vein tzrichin kinin acher. The bametzen doesn't even need a new kinin. All he does is that the kinin that the lokech made to buy the field for himself automatically goes for the bametzen as if he's a shliach, and the Edom could write that the Bametrin bought the field directly from the seller. At least that's a simple reading of the Mechaber. Lechein, and therefore, since the Bametrin was the one who bought the field directly from the Meicher from day one, that's how we are viewing this. And Hukra, if it went up in between, it means from the time the buyer bought it till the Bametrin came to be Mesalakim, it went up in price. He only has to pay the buying price. He bought it for $400,000. By the time the Bametrin got to it, it was worth $420,000. He only has to pay him $400,000. Because that $20,000 that went up, that appreciation belongs to the Bametrin. Because it's the Bametrin's field that went up. Vim Huzla, and if it went down, so it's about Metzah's field that went down. So it's a Kalikak Isa Kamashikana. He's still going to have to pay the 400. Im Chafitzba, if he wants. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to pay. But if he wants to buy it, if he wants to assume the position, the Bametzah position, he's going to have to take it as is, even if it went down in price, because on the tzad that he takes it over, it was his field that went down in price. Vim Tikin Ba Vishbicha, what happens in between the Lokeach was mashbiach the field, he renovated. Havaleki Yerid Bishus, Vishamaloi Vayoda Ala Yoina. He's considered a Yerid Bishus, he did a Bishus. When he was fixing and renovating the field, he thought it was his own field. So he had the right to renovate. Havaleki Yerid Bishus, Vishamaloi Vayoda Ala Yoina. And his Yoda Ala Yoina, he gets. We went through six years of Bishus, but if it's a Shvach, is more than the Yetzah, then he gets a Chelik of the Shvach, like a worker. And if the Yetzah is Yisera al Shvach, that's going to be a Shvach. We're going to have to hold off on that. But at least if the Shvach more than the Yetzah, he's going to get a Chelik of that Shvach. We bossed the Tavei, but if after the Bametzah came to be Masalik to Lokeach, Hishbicha, then the Lokeach, for some reason, I don't know, then decided to renovate or continue his renovations. And what he does after the Bametzah came to be Masalikim, Havalek Yerit Shalabishus. Now he's a Yerit Shalabishus because it's no longer yours. What are you doing here? The Bametzah is already Masalik you. Who asked you? So you're Yerit Shalabishus. Vim Akim Imena Netias Okilkal, if while he was doing these renovations or whatever, he uprooted some natias, trees, plants, or kilkul, or he did any other type of a damage. He started to gut out the house or whatever, who knows. Menakeloi menadamim, we deduct from what he damaged. That damage, if it was worth $400,000, and now he caused damage of $20,000, so that's it. So the Bametzah assumes his position for $380,000, because it's only worth $380,000. The house went down $20,000, you damaged it $20,000, so I could deduct that $20,000 that you damaged. So menakeloi menadamim mesho kilkel. Vafilu kilkel kaidim shayava emetzen, even if he damaged before the metzen came, still, you're menaka for the kilkel that he caused. Almost finished. From Ocho Paris, and if he ate Paris in the meantime, Oisim Sha'achal, those Paris that the Lokeach ate, Achasheba, Vevi Moisla Saukoi, after the Metron already came with the money to be Mesalakim, Tzorach L'Shalim, because he's eating someone else's Paris. He's eating the Bametzah's Paris. He had no right to eat these Paris. But Vesha'achal Koidem, but those Paris that he ate before the Bametzah came, Einu Tzorach L'Shalim, he doesn't have to pay. And we're going to see why the Rava Magid says is because before the Bametzin came to be Mesalakim, it belonged to the Lakeach. Yeah. So the Lakeach was eating his own pears. He doesn't have to pay for the pears that he's eating himself. Vimlova, and we're going to have to address this. Okay, Vimlova Lokeh Kodim Shabbat Mesrin, if the Lokeh borrowed money before the Bamesrin came to be Masalakim, so the Malva, I went to Lokeh, I thought you're sitting on a beautiful piece of property, just purchased Kavaldika, I can make a mortgage on that property, I lend you money. Here's the mortgage, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, the Bamesra takes the property away from the Lokeach. Now the Malva is left high and dry. The Malva says, look, I had this property, it was mortgaged to me. The halach is, Ein Shiv Rabakov Chalalov, in a Terif Me'am Metzrin, because it's as if it never belonged to the Lokeach. It's as if the Bamesrin owned it from day one. So your loiva that you lent money to, the Lekeach, never owned this piece of land. So you don't have a shibra on this land. He gave you a mortgage, but it was a false mortgage. It didn't work. He gave you a mortgage on someone else's property. It already belonged to the Bamesrin. Memela, the Balchayv, is left high and dry. And Einu Teif Mehametzrin, he has no right to collect from the Metzrin. Nothing to do with the Metzrin. Metzrin bought it directly from the seller.
Before he told him before he gave the money.
The lashon is before he came with money.
No, he didn't say anything.
Yeah, the line before.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. Shabbat evi mois, so to be shabbat. But he had not yet brought money when he. Right, when he comes with money, at that point, that's when it becomes ois lekeach and it turns into the bametzer thing. Look, I be paris. Look, I be these halakas. We're gonna have to. We have to get into this. We have to understand what is going on here. So why? Let's start by achilus paris. Achilus paris. The Mechaber makes a distinction, which is really the Rambam makes a distinction whether he ate paris before the metzrim came or he ate paris after the metzrim came. If he ate paris before the metzrim came, then those paris belong to the lekeach and he doesn't have to pay for them. And if he ate paris after the Metzrin came, then those payers belong to the Metzrin, and he does have to pay for them. So the Rav Magid touches it up, is because you should know the Din Ba Metzra is Chal only later when the Metzrin comes to take it over, and until then, the Lekeach really owns the Karka. So we're going to have a problem. He had to touch up the rest of the Mechaba. But this is how the Rav Magid says it. And really, it's a Sma as well. Look at the Sma in Sif Kotten Yud. What the Sma is bothered by, which the Olam I'm sure is bothered by as well, when it talks about Kilkel, when he damaged stuff, it doesn't mention when he was mekalkel. It just says, this is mekalkel, he's going to have to deduct for what he's mekalkel. So Bishlama, what he was mekalkel after the Metzrin came, Shezach, he has to deduct it. You are mazik my property. I'm the Bametzer. I already took over the property, and now you decided to gut my house. Very nice, but you destroyed my house. You ruined my house. You uprooted my trees and the teeth. Even if he comes, so Bishlam, if he was Makalkal after the Metzrin came, so that we understand he was Makalkal my house. But if he was Makalkal Koidim Shiyavai Metzrin, why are we deducting for what he was Makalkal Koidim Shiyavai Metzrin for? It's his property. Just like if he eats fruits, the halacha is he can keep the fruits that he ate because it's his fruits. He's the Lekeach until the Bametzin comes. So too, if he's Makalkal, Lekeach is Makalkal his own house. So why is he paying for that cocoa for? Oh, one second. There's like four kashas here, but I want to start just with Makalkal. That's where the Sma starts. Let's start with Makalkal. Zok the Sma Sif Katan Yud. V'afshe kilko koidim shaba metzin l'saukoi. Still, you're going to have to deduct for the kilkel. V'loidami l'peish ha'achol koidim shaba metzin shakosav achazeh. And it's not similar to the case, the next case of the Mechaba, when he ate pears, where the Mechaba says if he ate the pears before the metzin came, it's the Lekeach's pears and he doesn't have to pay for those pears. Zaktasma, why not? The hosim lo kilkel ha'sodah, because when he ate pears, he didn't ruin the soda. V'asodah imedes lecho pears, elamisha ha'sodah biyodeh. And the soda belongs, he's allowed to eat pears to whoever owns the field, he's allowed to eat his pears. So he had a right to eat those pears. Ma'ashenkin zeh shel kilkel mishavyov, v'ein ha'metzim tzarech liten lo itfei mitmei shavyo. What does he mean? What he means is it means like the Rav Magid, that the Sma holds that Avada, the Lekeach, owns the Sada until the Bametzer comes to be Mesalakim. And the pears that he ate are his pears. And Mamela, the damage that he does, it's his own house that he's damaging. And we're not going to be mechayiv him for Adam Mazik, that he was mazik someone else's soda, someone else's house. He wasn't mazik to Bametzim's house. He was mazik his own house, because he was mazik before the Bametzim came. But why does he have to deduct for the hezek? He has to deduct for the hezek is because Hagabat's mekah. Bametzim is supposed to assume the buyer's position. So the buyer bought a house of $400,000 and then cut the house in half and burnt up half the house. It's how could you go then and tell the Bamet, okay, I was your shliach, and now pay me $400,000 for this house. You're only giving me half a house. So I only have to pay for half a house. I'm only assuming your position on half the house. There is no whole house to assume. You already destroyed half the house. Whatever you destroyed, whatever percentage of the house you destroyed, that part I'm not assuming, because you're not giving it over to me. So I'm going to pay you in full for whatever you paid for the house, to the extent you're giving me that house. If you give me 100% of the house, I'll pay you 100% of what you paid your seller, because you're my shliach. That's what Chazal made, a bametzra and a lekeach relationship is like a shliach and a shaleach, beseda. So you're my shliach. But if you're only giving me over half the house, so I'm only taking over half the house, so I'm only going to prorate the mechira. If you took a $400,000 house and you wrecked it $40,000 worth, so you wrecked 10% of the house. So I'm only taking over 90% to the house. So therefore, I only have to pay you 90% of the sale price, not because, I'm not deducting because you're a mazik. You're not a mazik. You mazik your own house. I'm only paying you 90%, not 100%. I'm deducting that 10% because you're giving me 10% less of the house. You're not giving me over a full house. Oh, one second. So you're only giving me 10% less of the house. I'm only going to give you 10% less of the payment that you paid. That's all you're giving me over. You're not giving me over a full 100%. I only assume your position 90% worth. That's all it is. The preacher says it even more. The preacher says, if I would buy a house and then it would go down and I would try to flip it, I could ask you for the same price that I paid. How could I ask you the same price I paid if I ruined the house? I'm not selling you the same thing that I bought. The shliach is not selling the bametzrin the same house that he bought. He's selling him a different house. So to the extent he's selling less of a house, maybe he's going to get less of a payment.
One second.
This is the sma with the Rav Magid's pshat in the sugya. Now there are other pshatim here in the sugya, but let's just work with this pshat tonight. There's a goyin who seems to say a different pshat, but the Rav Magid and the sma are saying that avada, and we have to chazir with this. It's a yisoid in bametzra. When we keep on saying that a bametzra is a shliach, he's only a shliach. When we keep saying the bametzra and the lokeach, the lokeach is a shliach the bametzra, the lokeach is only a shliach the bametzra later on when he comes with money. But till he comes with money, it's the lokeach's house mamish. They gave it kishlik, he's like a shliach, but it's a lokeach's house mamish, and memela, the pears that he eats are his pears. And the hezek that he does, really, he was mazik his own house. But the only reason why he's going to be paid less would be menaka from the hezek that he caused. The reason why menaka is because he's giving the mishaleach, it's giving the metzen less of the house that he bought. That is the sma and the Rava Magid's pshat. So let's just develop this a bit. What would be, and this is what you're bothered by, when it says over here that you ate pears and you don't have to pay for them, loitis ma, it's going to have to be talking about where when I bought the sada was fruitless. It was the beginning of the fall or the winter. There was no fruit grown on the field yet. The trees were barren. Memela, I bought the sada for $100,000. I flip it. Now it came the springtime, beautiful trees blossom, fruit, and the harvest time, I ate all the fruit, and now it's back to being barren, and I gave you the field the same way that I got the field. I got a barren field, and I'm not giving you a barren field, because the fruit that grew later grew in my brishos, while I owned it, during that window that I owned it. My male have a right to eat that fruit. But what happens if I bought a field that was Malay Paris, and that's why I paid $100,000 for the field, because it already had $10,000 worth of fruit, and now I clear the field of its fruit, and now the Bametzra comes, And now it's only worth 90,000. So look right over there, and I'm going to have to deduct $10,000. Because I'm not giving you the same sada that I bought. I bought a $100,000 sada. Why? Because I bought a sada with payers. And I'm flipping to you a sada without payers. So I'm going to have to take less. I'm going to have to deduct for the payers that I ate. Just like if I'm mekalkel, I'll have to deduct for the kilkel because I'm giving, flipping to you, not the full item that I bought, so too I'm not flipping to you the full sada that I bought. I bought it with payers, and I'm flipping it to you with about payers. That which it says in the Machaba, I'm allowed to eat payers, means I'm allowed to eat all the payers that grew later on. But the payers that were there from day one, that I paid for, that came, that was included in the price, I paid a premium for those payers, that I'm going to have to deduct, just like any kilkel that I do to the sada. Mekitzo, it's the lekeach sada, but if there's kilkel, he has to deduct, because he's not giving over to the next person, to the metron, the same sada that he bought. The Baruch Hashem, the Evan also says this, and the Cheshen Veifet says this, that like the sma, it's going to have to come out that you're only eating the pears that grew later on, not the pears that were there from day one.
It's not Hashem like kilkel.
That was the case we're talking about, with the fruit that grew.
Pears is not kilkel. Kilkel are sada.
Lekopim means the pears that are growing. Yeah. That are growing.
So you can have a case.
Lamai.
I think the pears is confused.
Okay, then you think a different lump. This may be.
No, to the Mechaba
to say. That which Mechaba is talking about Achilles pears, it's talking about the Achilles pears that grew later on. That grew later on. Forget, Paris, Achilles Paris is not kilkel. But if you bought the field with the Paris and you're giving me the field without Paris, that's kilkel. Because you're not giving me the full field that you bought. So you, it's a kilkel. The Maisa the Lech Mishnah Shoshan is Yankov, say Mufush Faket. They don't explain. They just say you should know that the case of Achilles Paris is even if you ate the Paris that were there from day one at the time of the purchase. And still you don't have to pay. And the Pell is, what's the chiluk between this and kilkel? What is going on? So I have two doichik terutzim, either one. If you have a third, other Rava, let me know. One teretz is, it's talking about where you bought a field in the spring or in the summer with molly pears, and you cleared out those pears that were there. And then it waited in your Rishus a whole nother year until the pears regrew, and then the Bar Metzron came. So since I'm, even though I ate the pears that were there from day one, but I'm giving over to the Bar Metzron the same exact field, the same state that it's in. It's in a state of Mali pears. So I'm giving the same fullness of the field, the same Hashlama, the same 100% of the field that I bought. Therefore, we won't deduct for those pears, one pshat. Or another pshat is that maybe when a sod is so valuable, it's $100,000 for the field, there's no price difference if there are pears on the field or not pears on the field. Maybe it's so insignificant if you pay. I mean, you can tell me that when you buy a field in the summer it's worth more than when you buy it in the winter. I mean, maybe, yeah. But maybe you'll say not, that it's clappy, the value. I mean, you find it in houses. If you buy a house and the one window's broken, you can pay less because the window's broken. No, it's so insignificant, it's the same price it has.
Guy has an apple orchard.
In a Hanami. I'm just making a suggestion, an akimta, that maybe that, I said it's a doike. Maybe that's what they're talking about, Vesiknish. But they say, I don't know how it stems with the Smaz Lumdis of Kilkel. If Kilkel is Menachas, you're not giving me over the full field that you bought. If you eat the pears that were there from day one, Luchay, you have the same problem. Luchay. Now, I just want to bring out that Leite Smaz, it's very important. I'm going to see a few nafkaminas now. Halacha Lamaisa, is that the Kilkel that you did, you're not Mechuyiv because of Mazik. You mean Mechuyiv because you're giving over less of the field. Therefore, let's go one by one. Let's say, when I bought the field was worth $100,000. And then the field went up to $150,000. And now the Bar Metzron comes and takes the field. The halacha is, he only pays me the $100,000. He reimburses me for the $100,000. And he takes the field because the yukra belongs to him. Okay, very nice. My shaila is, what happens if now I was mekalkel 10% of the field? Right, so I was mazik 10% of the field. Let's say in this window before the metron came, I was mazik 10% of the field. If the chiv would have been out mazik, and I'm mazik 10% of a $150,000 field, it went up and it went up. It's just the metron, so the whole $150,000 of the value of the field belongs to the metron. And I was mazik 10% of that field, I would have to pay him $15,000. But a yois the chiv is not out mazik, and the chiv is only because I'm prorating what I purchased. So what I purchased was only worth $100,000. If I ruin 10% of that value, so I'll be menaka 10%, and now you'll only have to pay me 90. Means I'll only be on the hook for 10 of that 100, not 15 of that 100. Had it been midin mazik, and the whole field belongs to the vametzra, and now I'm being mazik 10% of that field, so then I would have to pay $15,000 because I was being mazik 15. But it's not all mazik. It's only because you prorate the mechiras. I prorate the mechiras. 10% of 90, of 100 is 10. So I'll deduct 10 and I'll still get 90. I won't get 85. I'll get a full 90. So it's enough to mean if it's midin mazik or you're prorating it.
Same question nafkamina. Let's say it's a half. Like say Moshe knocked out the window. So to replace the window costs him $1,000. But the loss in the purchase price is minimal.
Good, excellent, right? The same, good, same type of chilek. Good nafkamina, maskin. All right, we're going to see another man nafkamina.
I'm going to say something else. Like if you went up in value, let's say it went up in value. So now, let's say for example, we bought it for $100,000.
And it went to $150,000.
Went to $110,000, $150,000, whatever it is. So it went to $150,000. Now you're $50,000 of damage.
And I do $50,000 worth of damage. Good.
Now it's worth
$100,000, but you're not giving me the whole field that you got. Why? Because the field that you got was a lot with a house, and you cleared the house, and now you devalued the lot by $50,000. The only reason why the lot's worth more now, or back to 100, is because real estate went up in general. But you're not giving me 100% of what you purchased. Had the house been there, it would be now worth, you know, whatever, a lot more. If it went up in 50%, so it would be worth even more. It would be worth now 150. So what you did was, is you're not giving me the full item that you purchased. You're only giving me 2/3 of the item. 1/3 you removed. So therefore, I'm only going to pay you 2/3 of the price that you paid. I'm willing to pay your full purchase price if you give me your full purchase item. Whatever you purchase, give it to me. If you remove something or you damage something, I'm not going to give it to you. Now, the problem with this pshat is, the sma, is what the Olam was asking before, is we have another problem. The Yukra Vazula. The Yukra Vazula, the Machabe says, belongs to the Metzron. And the Machabe doesn't distinguish when this Yukra Vazula happened. Pashas Yukra Vazula happened between the purchase and when the Metzron came to be Mesalek. And the Mechaber says that the Metzron is entitled to the full Yukra. Why? Because he's a Shliach, and it's as if the Metzron bought it directly from the seller. What do you mean? I thought you just told me that the Achilas Peyers belongs to the Lekeg, because during that window it belonged to the Lekeg. So if Achilas Peyers belongs to the Lekeg, so let Yukra belong to the Lekeg as well. Whose field, whose house, whose property appreciated? It was the Lekeg's property that appreciated. It was during this window. During this window, it belonged to the Lekeg. So it's the Lekeg property that appreciated. So it should belong to him. What's going on?
There's a chilek between the actual value of the field and the case.
What's the chilek?
The actual value of the field. That's the field itself. That's what he bought. So he bought this field, and it's worth X.
But before the Metzron came, who owned that field? The Lekeg.
It's a Gloy Milsa that the Metzron owned it.
So it's a Gloy Milsa, a low unhappy Gloy Milsa on the Paris that the Metzron owned it. Right? See, we have to spelt it too. I mean, I'm going to say something like you're saying, but I'm just saying it needs a Hagdara. I just want to bring out one more Kasha. The Mechaber at the end says that if the buyer borrowed money in between, and then the Metzron removes him, the Baal Chayiv is high and dry. There's no mortgage. Came out, my friend belonged to the Baal Metzron. It wasn't the Lekeg. My male is no mortgage. What do you mean? During this window, it did belong to the Lekeg. What's going on? So Akocha, you have to say, what you're saying is you have to say that it goes back to Mefreya, but on what does it go back to Mefreya? Only what's there at the end. It's like Mekan Olabo on Mefreya. Whatever is there at the time that the Metzron comes, that goes back to Mefreya. The property that's there at the end goes back to Mefreya, as if the Lekeach never owned it. Memela, his Baal Choyf can't get to it, and Memela, the Yukabazula belongs to the Metzron. But when you get to the Paris, if he ate the Paris in between, those Paris no longer are here. So the Bamet never assumed the Lekeg's position on those Paris.
Same with everything we talk about.
Same thing in the means makakal as well. Correct. Makakal is not chayv midin mazik. 100%. You're timing good. Makakal is not chayv midin mazik. He's only assuming 90% of the guy's position. He's not going to go back to my friend and say, you can get me out mazik. And I want to bring it out even stronger. The Mechabe says if he ate the peiris, mashachal is fine. What happens if he didn't eat peiris? Peiris grew and grew and grew for 3 months worth. Beautiful peiris. And now the metzor steps in right before the harvest time. The appreciation of those peiris belong to whom? So the Mechab only says that if he eats it, he has a right to eat it. Vice versa, the peiris that he doesn't eat will go over to the metron. How do I know that? There's a Fusha Chuvisri Magash in the Sheet and Kufchas that he calls over from the Rebbe, the Rif, which is the Rambam. This whole halakhah comes from the Rambam. He's quoting, so the Rambam, Kiyadua, always goes like, the Kamat always goes like the Rebbe, the Rimagash and the Rif, says Lahedya that the peiris that he eats, he could keep, and the peiris that he doesn't eat, and they're still banned, even if he harvested them, and he put them in a warehouse, but he didn't eat them yet, those peiris goes over to the Metzrin. Why? Because those peiris are banned. Whatever is banned, I take over, and now I'm afraid of my peiris. Whatever is not banned, are yours. But whatever is banned, that goes back, Lemefreya.
You're saying the word is kind of above Lemefreya, so that's who's banned now.
Because whatever is around from the Mechira, I'm going to assume your position. And how does that assumption work? It goes back, Lemefreya. So I'm going to assume the
Peiris. Okay,
what? With Peiris?
We're saying that the Peiris are groomed from the time of the
correct. Peiris. But right now, when the Metron comes, are these Peiris around?
Okay,
then I'm assuming your position.
It had
to do with me. It came from this field. That was my field.
So they have to pay for Peiris they ate too?
No, that's what I'm saying. The Peiris that you ate, I can't get you because that's not banned. So on that chelik of the Sada, I didn't assume your position. I only assumed your position on whatever is there at the time I come to be Mesalak you. So the Peiris that are banned, I'm assuming your position even on those Peiris because it's a chelik of the Sada. The Peiris that are not banned, I'm not assuming your position. Just like you were Makalko. You removed the window. I'm not assuming your position on that window because it doesn't exist. It's not here. I'm only assuming position of what it's a longness. It's a mekanu labonam peiris. Whatever is there at the time later on that when the bametzer comes, that goes back lemafreya. Whatever is not there doesn't go back lemafreya. Could be other nafkaminas in this lumdis later on in the simon, which we'll see. Maybe it's a few zayin. But okay, let's.
What's the lumdis from when he told him to when he gave him the money?
That's no. When the time he told him, I want to remove you, but I didn't bring money, that still belongs to the Lekeach. It's only when he brings money.
Nothing.
When he brings money. Right, we're going to see. We'll have to develop it. Give me one more minute. I just want to give you one. No, a Maisa Shahaya, which also Lekeach should be a Nafkamina. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, a Lekeach bought a house. He bought a house, and before the Metzen had time, was aware of it, and had time to be Mesalakim, the house burned down. The Lekeach didn't destroy the house. The house burned down. This Shaila came to the Ateres Tzvi, and the Ateres Tzvi paskin that Hayois, he was Pesheya in burning the house, in the house being burnt down. His Pesheya is like a Kilkel. It's as if he was Mekalkel the house. And Mela, he will deduct from the proceeds the cost of the house, the value of the house. That's what the Ateres Tzvi says. And then he fears Hayois. But had the house been burned down, the oinis, he wasn't a peshay, it's stam burned down. Cholila is an electrical fire, lo aleinu, whatever it was, he wasn't a peshay, and it burned down. Then he says, he's mesupik, and he says, a mitzvah kevel arayah, could be for that, he can't deduct. You can't deduct. How could he deduct for that? It wasn't his fault that the house burned down. If the mitzvah wants to assume his position, he's going to have to pay the full price that the lekeach purchased the house for. That's what the Teretz Tzvi said. Now, the Teretz Tzvi apparently is learning the Lomnes Kilu. You only get him because he was Makalkal. And Pshia is like he was Makalkal, Bemezit. But if he's not Makalkal, he's Mesupik, and at the end, Mimela. Sorry? Like a Huzla, let's say. Good, like a Huzla. Let's say. Like our Lomnes, it's not like Huzla. Loit the smaz lomdis, it's not like Huzla. Huzla is this chayfetz that when Mekana Labolam Afreya, that you're taking over, that you're assuming, is the exact chayfetz that I bought. And if it went down in value, it's your item that went down in value. But Kilkel, the reason why we deduct for Kilkel is not because you're a mazik. We deduct for Kilkel is because when you're giving it to the Metzron, you're flipping to the Metzron, you're giving less to the Metzron. You're only giving 90% of the item to the Metzron. So therefore, you only pass to pay 90% of the value of what you paid. So who cares if you're giving 90% because you destroyed it maliciously or it was a total oinus? But lemaisa is you're not giving over to the metzron the same house that you bought. So how could you charge the metzron for it? He's not assuming your position on the house. He's assuming a position on the lot without the house. He's taking over 2/3 of what you did, of what you bought. He's not assuming. So l'chayra, there should not be any difference between kukul b'yadayim b'mezid and an oynes gama. It comes out blitz chiddush. It could come out that the lekeach will end up losing money. He buys a house, and now there's an oynes, but the oynes happened while it was in his possession, so it's his oynes. He's going to have to eat it. And now the metzen comes, and he'll assume 2/3 of the position, take over the lot without the house, and the male only paid 2/3. At the end of the day, Nebuchadnezzar ended up losing 1/3 of his money. That's life. That's it. He lost anyway. You mean if the metzen went to Mitzalak, he would lose it? Good. That's life. Now, so L'chayra, it's not like the Teres Tzvi. I'm taking on the Teres Tzvi a bit. It's a bit problematic. But Baruch Hashem, I found a Chubis Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam in Simen Ein Ches. Ben Avram says, he's Mayrch in the Tshuva, Gevaldika, beautiful Tshuva, masterpiece, that you should know when the Tata said, when the Rambam said that he's a Shliach, you should know he's not Mamish like a Shliach. And he hammers it home again and again. It's only Kishlukai. He's not Mamish a Shliach. Avada, he's a Lakeach in that window of time till the Betzron is Masalik Mavada. He is a Lakeach. It's his house for the time being. Just when the Betzron comes in Masalik, and then Chazal gave it a din, Kishliach, and it goes, my friend, but it's Kishliach, and he hammers at home again and again. He brings raya after raya. One of his rayas, he said, Kilo Hagabasma, he held a Dova Pajr. Hagabasmacha, im Nisraf oy nevad, if it's going to be burnt or lost, this item, Koidim Sha'ava Lemetzrin, before the Metzrin comes, ain't a Hefzid Lemetzrin. The Metzrin doesn't have to lose that Hefzid. So you see clearly that he's not Mamish a Shliach. You see clearly that it's the Lakeach in the interim, and it's his item, that's the Lakeach's item that was Nifs and Mameli has to eat that loss. L'chayitim, Mefurish HaTshuvas, Rabbein Avram Ben Arambam, not like that Teres Tzvi. L'chayitim. All right.
He doesn't talk about Shia, he just says...
Correct. Yeah, but in his Lamdis, he's proving, and he's trying to prove that's a raya that he's not Mamish a Shliach. So Lukaya, it shouldn't make a difference if he did it by Mezid or not. He's showing you that the Hefzid, the Oynis happened to the Lukayak. It didn't happen to the Mezid, it happened to the Lukayak. That's what comes out. It's interessant.
Why is it Rizula then?
Yukr Vazula is because the item is Be'en, and whatever is Be'en is mine, Limafreya. So Limafreya, this field is mine from day one. So now it's my Yukr and my Zul. I assume your position. And when I assume it, it's Lemafreya, and we don't need a new kinyan, and the Balchoyv of Zulokeach is out, because it does go Lemafreya. But what goes Lemafreya? Whatever's around later on, it's Makana Labo Lemafreya. Whatever's around Labo, that goes back Lemafreya. What's not around Labo doesn't go back Lemafreya.
It does go back Lemafreya, because you want to go to the same position like I got there.
It goes back Lemafreya, but what? Only on that which is around Labo. What was around at the end, that goes back Lemafreya. That's what should come out. All right.
So it depends how much percentage of this
cluster
is. It's more than
50 of the
amount.
If it's more than?
Well, if
you're
just in a punch
from a
cluster,
what if you count it's a
cluster?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it thought to, I don't, we didn't see any limitation. Don't come here, buy somewhere else. We want to do like Maisa, and it's a mitzvah, and it caps at a chaymish like any other mitzvah. No, I don't know about that. In Lomnitz, I don't hear that so well, but you know, Chaim's kash is on, I think it was on Mazik, right? Chaim is a kash on Mazik. Why are you paying Mazik if it's more than chaymish? Nachos, if I have mitzvah, it's not more than a chaymish. So what do I have to pay for Mazik for? What? I think Bagan, maybe Geneva, Gzela, maybe it was a kasha, either Mazik, Geneva, Gzela, one of the kasha, why do I have to give it back? If it's more than a chaymish, the halak is that the Chazal capped all mitzvahs up to a chaymish. So why am I giving back? So there's a different lashon is how to answer it, but one of the lashon is I'm not giving you back my item, I'm giving you back your item. Right? So there, in Lomnitz of Bametzri is that I'm a shlik with my friend, it's your item. I hear, okay, but then it goes to my prayer. Okay, fine. What would be Rabbi Isai? There was a Maisa Shahaya in the times of the Rashbash. The Maisa was that the Bametrin was Teveya, the Lakeak, to a Din Torah, and the Lakeak refused to come. He refused. Not only did he refuse, he was a Gavra Alma, he got the authorities involved, he ended up bringing the Ishmaelim involved to cancel the Bametra, to dare challenge his purchase in a Bezdin, Keneged, the Choik of the Ishmaelim. Mamish, he was a real, no Nudik, whatever, a real bad guy. And this lasted, but Baruch Hashem, eventually these Gavra Almas fall. And it came time, many years later, he fell. So to speak, he's no longer Garva Alma, and now the Bametzim took him to a Din Torah. Zokter Rashbash, that there's no time limitation. I mean, you came right away. It wasn't like you were Meichel, you came right away. And Memeila, Zokter Rashbash, the Lekech is going to have to pay the Bametzim for schiz of the house for the last 5 years that he lived in the house. Because the house now, the Mafreya, belongs to the Bametzim. So the Lekech was living in the Bametzim's house. So the Bametzim could take the Lekech's position over by paying the full price minus 5 years worth of schiris. So now, this is Gavaldik. So this is the Rashbash.
It's basically kind of above because he really cared.
Sorry?
It's not Paris to my friend, it's Paris to kind of above because he came for the.
One second. Right. Now, the lashon in Rashbash is he has to pay schiris from the time of the purchase. Chayv alakeich losis leschiris miyim shekanoi va'ad ato lufi asharamam zal kosef shekoinu hu shliach leben ametza and kein akaka shal ametzen hu v'ze shlukhoi v'yito ma'oise v'yinakabem schiris oisin shonim shadarboi. As I said, from the time, now what's going on? Why should he have to pay from the time of the purchase? L'chayr should be like Paris. But the lotion is from the time of the purchase. That was. No. So there's the Erech Baruch Hashem, who's bothering me as well. I found an Erech HaShulchan over here, brings down the Rashbash, and the way he touches him up, Mamash like the Olam is saying, that the guy came right away to be Deveim to Adin Torah. Memela, it's like he was Baalas Alkoi. Memela has to pay for the payers from the time of the Silik and onward. He was Baalas Alkoi, he was Deveim to Adin Torah. And you have to be Moisif even more. You have to be Moisif that not just he was Deveim to Adin Torah, he came with money. If he didn't come with money, it's nothing. He have to be, and I found Baruch Hashem, the Cheshen Ve'if, it says it. He came with money. When he was Teveim in the Din Torah, he came with money, and the guy refused to come. He's a Masarv Lovel Adin. But from the time I came with the money, it's Azbal Asalkoi. From then on, it belongs to me already. Memela, this guy Rama has a payment skills for these 5 years. As I said, the Cheshveshvet and the Echashuchan Pshat Narashvash, very Gishmak. But it comes out that, I just want to bring out, that Schiris, the main Schiris, is like Paris. Right, that's what it is. It's eating Paris. So what he lived in it till I was Masalakim belongs to him. And what I lived in it after I was Masalakim belongs to me. And I'll bring you right that the Echashuchan has to be right. That's only from the time he was mourning him. Because the Amihacha, this halacha, even if it did belong to the Metzron Lamafreya, how could he trust Chiris? It's Zenem Zelechasa. You only could trust Chiris on something that you would have used yourself. Till you came, you weren't going to use yourself. So Zenem Zelechasa. So Teretz is, he means from the time he mourned him, that's when he could charge him for Chiris. Look, that's what you have to say. But I want to bring out that Chiris is like Paris. Sorry? Certain time he made a mecha. I'm saying, till he made a mecha, it's not miyom shekona. I mean, yom shekona is really labdak, unless he came like mamish at the time of the purchase. But it means from that, I guess, within relative to 5 years. It's from all the way back then, from the time of the purchase. It means from day one. Sorry? Well, if you make a mecha, the smah holds zirom. Once you make a mecha, then the guy has to pay. The Mishpat Shalom declares the following Shiloh. What happens if the Lekech took this field and rented the field out to someone else in the meantime? And then the Bametzra, after a year, was Masalakim. So during now, he collected rent for a year. What's the din on that rent? So if the rent is not be'en, clearly he ate the Paris. He ate it, so you can't charge him. Like we've said, it's only from the time he was Masalakim. But if the rent payment is be'en,
the money is
the money. That money is be'en. That money's in. It wasn't. I didn't deposit in the bank. He paid in cash, and I put it under my mattress. I slept well at night. That cash is still banned. Does that cash go over to the mezzanine or not? Is that considered like the payers of the end, or like you're saying, money's not money. Money. There's no money, specific money that was mine. Memela, or maybe it's not mamish the shtamshes. It's only money which is a tmur of the shtamshes. So the money is not considered banned. Memela, that money the Lekeach could keep. He clears the shayla. It's mesupik. He doesn't have a pshitas on that shayla. All right, Rabbi. So one more nekuda is that the Welt clears the shayla. So Teres Emes clears the shayla. Others clear the shayla. Had the Bamezrin needed a kinyan, so it would be very easy to determine when the chelois metzronis is chal. When does the Bamezrin take title to this property? The second he would make a kinyan. But that's not the halach. The halach is he doesn't need any kinyan, and it goes back to Mafreya, and the kinyan that the Ba'i did is as if the Metzrin did. So now, Kler Tachoinim, at what point in time does the field change from being the Lekeas to the Bamezra? When he sends Hazmana? At what point, what's the chalois? What triggers the chalois that it, when he pays? Or what? When does it happen? So Lechayra, from the fact that the Rambam and the Mechaber makes a distinction in Achilas Peres, at the time he comes with money, Vaistois, that if he's Tam Teveya, it's still the Lekeach. But if he's Teveya with money, if he has money in his pocket, okay, I have the money readily available, I'm ready to pay, that's the Chalois when Metron is Chal, even before he pays. He doesn't have to pay. The second he comes, Lesalkoi, with money, Hevi Mois Lesalkoi, that's when Bamezra is Chal. That's when it automatically, right now, it belongs to the Bamezra. And now, what? I want to bring it out. And what happens if now the Bamezra changes his mind? It's too late. What happens if, till the Dintayah schleps, until the Psaka, the Bezin comes, the house burns down, or the field goes down in value even, and now I say, for that, I say, I don't want this. Forget, I changed my mind. It's too late. It already belongs to you. The second you come and you teveya with money in your pocket, that's when it's kal, and now automatically it belongs to the Bamezin. Which case before? It should be the same thing. Unless over there, maybe you didn't need, I don't know, I'm just suggesting now, but maybe over there you didn't need the mois, because you don't need the chalois din over there. Over there you have to know if you're yoid b'shus or shalai b'shus. So when I notify you that I plan on taking it over, even if it wasn't chal yet, maybe now you shouldn't be doing anything, you're yoid shalai b'shus. You know that's going to be mine imminently. So why are you making changes to the house that's going to be mine? Maybe. I don't know. Oh, you say it's Lavdavkin. It means the same thing like the Mechaber said here. But that's when the Chalai should happen. And I want to bring it out. It should come out like a pellet of a thing. It should come out that if I come to Bezim, to there you, and I bring Mois, and I want to take it over. So good. So Bezim Paskins, yes, it's mine. And then they tell me to pay. And then I say, you know what? Change my mind. I'm not paying you. Go five. Mand me to a dentayr. Now, the Chalai, Lechayr already happened. It's already my Zodah. And now the Lekeach is going to have to run after me to get his money. How are you talking? Here the whole din is outside piece of a Yashavatoy. And now I could really fix this guy's wagon. I can come to Bezim with money. That's the Chalais Mametz. It's now mine. And then, I mean, I'm obviously it's not Elok to do this, but then I could hold back the payment and cause him sorrows. Now he's going to have to worry and bring me to Dintay to try to get the money out of me. And he can't say it didn't happen because the Bametz already happened. The second I'm ready and I prepared to bring Mois, that's it. The Bametz is gone. So I could really mess the Lekeach up big time.
Yeah, but does he have to actually change his mind? Or if that was his plan,
like, oh, maybe. If that was the plan, like, maybe the whole thing was a hoax and he wasn't about that at the beginning, to mask him. But let's say he took it, now let's say it went down and now he has second thoughts. It's still his, and the Lekeach is going to have to run after him for money. Lekeach, that's what should come out. It doesn't say. It says the heavy money. He just brings on. He doesn't have to pay the money. He's ready to pay. I was ready. The house burnt down. The house burnt down in the middle. I brought money to Bezin, and while we did the entire, we get a phone call. The house is burnt down. That's it. So now it's too late. It's hard to swallow this, that Chazal will make a takana that the lekeach is messed up. I want to suggest that if the guy withholds the payment, it's kilo tonight. It's like, then if you don't end up following, carrying through and not paying me, then the whole deal is bottle. It's like the mosh, if I sell your property in the Isle of Anofa Kazuzi, and I'm adamant that you have to pay me, and you don't pay me, then it's a bit of mecha klamafreya, because it was clear that I only sold it to you on the condition that you're going to pay me in a timely fashion. So too, maybe it's built in that it's clear that the Bemetrin is only assuming the property. The Lokeh is only selling it to him if he pays him in a timely fashion. If he doesn't pay him, then the whole Silik of the Metron is his bottle. Maybe. Right, same thing, right? All this kid. And it's too late. But then it'll be too late. Lokeh, once he did it, Lokeh should be too late.
Then I decide not to give the money because I don't. So it's as if I never bought the money, and then it's done. Lokeh.
Oh, you mean, but then maybe you'll go back and forth. The Lekek will say, no, I don't mind, and I'll just mind you. Correct. And I won't mind, right? I'm not Alvin Offic as Uzi this week. I don't mind, and I'm going to attack him on you for the Metronis. All right. Okay, let's move on. There's more here, boys. I want a Kaparain Tziv Zayin here. Okay, so hopefully we'll see that now in Tziv Zayin, a similar shayla. Let's see. Check the Chari is like money band. The Chari. That's a Chari that check. I don't know, you know. If you can get the money, that's fine. And maybe the mortgage commitment might be good enough. All right. Let's go, Rabbi. Say one more halacha. Tziv Zayin. You say this to Gishmak halacha. Kana lekeg b'mono. If the lekeg bought it for 100. And it's really worth 200. So he got a discount, he got a great deal. Now what's going to be the halakha? Now the Metzen wants to be Mesalakim. How much does the Metzen have to pay? Does the Metzen pay 100? Does the Metzen pay 200? If the seller would have given this to every person for the same discount, because he's naive, he doesn't realize that the value is 200, he thinks it's only 100, he sells it at a discount, or he's pressed for time and he has to have a fire sale, Mameli has to sell it mamish at a discount. So the Metzen only has to give him 100. That's what you paid for it. Who asked you to step on me? Don't come here. Stay away. I would have done the same thing. Bought it myself for the same $100. So, my man, I'm not paying you more than $100. You're asking a bomb kasha. One second. Hold the kasha. But if he wouldn't have given this to somebody else, means he only gave it at a discount to this lokeh because he's friends with this lokeh. To everyone, he would sell it for 200. It just for this lokeh, he decided to sell it for 100. So chlitin loy mesayim. Then the bametz is going to have to pay this buyer the full 200 because that's beetzin the value of the sod. And he really should have paid 200. And the only reason why the lokeh got it cheaper is because he was getting a matana. So that matana was for the lokeh. That matana wasn't for the metzron. So memela, the metzron could be mesalik the lokeh, but he's going to have to pay 200. And the place can bring out that, and the seller can't say, "Oy vey, I only meant to give this guy my ton of discount, but now that the tzad is not his and it's going to someone else, I didn't want anything. Give me back my tzad." No, you can't do that. The meicher is not a mandioma, like we saw in the Ramon in the previous F. Once the seller sells it, it's over. Now it's between the metz and the lokeh. And if the lokeh got a great discount, so he was getting a maton, it's like he's getting a field. Half for purchase price and half matana, fine. So the Metzen could take him over if he pays him the full $200 value in the field.
What if it was his case? You say matana. If I give you a matana, then he has to pay me what it's worth.
No, you see, that's the problem. The halach is grada, by matana, there is no by metzra. There is no by metzra matana at all. And the reason is because all the nasis of Yeshua Tevis don't come here, go somewhere else. I mean, where else am I going to get a matana? I had to come here. Oh, very good, that's his kasha. So, Mela, whose kasha is this? It's everyone's kasha. The Achrayim are busy with his kasha. But Baruch Hashem, the Rishonim really has a kasha. Teitzei Rosh has the kasha. And the Teitzei Rosh says, really, in Echanami, there shouldn't be a din by metzra here. Why? Because you're getting a great deal. You can't get somewhere else. And just like by matana, the nodin ba metzah. But since first it is a mechira, loy pluk chachamim betakantum, and it's called a mechira. You paid $100 for it, so you bought it. It was a purchase. So mameh loy pluk, there's going to be ba metzah on this case as well. Even though really it's not fair to the lokeach, because okay, can't get to somewhere else. But I'll make the lokeach whole in a way. I'll give him at least the value of the $200. He'll get $200 worth of value from me, but and then he'll have to buy the field somewhere else for $200. By matana, we don't even do that. By matana, we don't say give the lokeach the value and let him buy somewhere else, because he had a right to be here. But by a mekach, loy pluka kamen, we say you shouldn't have bought here.
Not getting the full value. If everybody's getting the same.
Oh, very right. If everyone's getting something, you're not even getting full value. That I'm asking to, right? But I'm saying at least if you would have, then you're getting. You're right, 100%. You're making it even worse, right? Stronger, right? In that case, I could document mesalak you even just for 100, because like pluka kama betakanta. Now, what happens if there's a machloikis between the bametz and the lakeach? If the seller would have given this discount to everyone else, it's like very about practice. This is mamish ma'izmul koyim. The mtoina lakeach.
Where's the seller?
His fellow might not be Naaman. Who said he's Naaman? The lokeach tain is I want loyoy nois nakein lachar, and he was doing me a special toiv and a matana. I met an oimen no shoyer nois nakein lachar. He would have given it to someone else, and he wasn't doing you a matana, and therefore I want to pay you only 100. Who wins? Alametzin lavi raya. The metzrin has to bring a raya, and if he doesn't bring a raya, the lakeach wins and will get the full 200. Because the lakeach is a muksik. Now, let's bring what? Right, that type of alum. The lakeach is a mandiyama till the bametzrin comes here. The lakeach is a muksik. Where is this halakha coming from? The Rosh. And the Rosh spells it out clearer. He says, and agam there's a halacha, and I want to go into this, a geshmak halacha. Agam there's a halacha that when an item has to go back anyway, the mukzak is transferred. Let me give the case. The case was, is let's say there's a bachoiv, there's an apaitiki given to a malva. The malva has an apaitiki on Ruvain Sada. And Ruvain dies, and now the Sada goes over to the Yorshim. And now, the halakha is like this. If there was shvach peiris while Ruvain was alive, that shvach peiris is part of the shibud and belongs to the malva as well. But if the peiris came later on, the Yisayimim's possession, if the Yisayimim were in Mashbiyak the field, then those peiris belong to the Yisayimim. The Baal Chayiv, the malva can't take those peiris over. What happens if there's a machlek is when those peiris grew? The halakha is that even though the Yisayimim should be the muksik, because it's their field, but since Saivi, no matter when the peiris grew, who cares which tad of this machloik is, the field is zichna going to go back over to the malva. And now the shaila just is, should the malva reimburse the Yisayimim for the fruit or not reimburse them? So there the tables are turned. The malva is the muksik, and the Yisayimim are not the muksik, because the field is anyway the malvis. At the end of the day, the malva is going to be masalik the Yisayimim from the field. So the malva owns the field. And the whole machlokes in Lamdis is, should the malva reimburse the Yisayimim for those fruit or not? Oh, you want to be mitzi mammon from the malva? So the malva is the muksik and the Yisayimim is the mitzi. Dr. Raj, so you're going to tell me over here the same halacha, that the metzim is being mesalik the lokeach from the field saivi. So now anyway the field belongs to the metzim, and now there's only a shaila how much the metzim should have to pay. Should he pay 100 or should he pay 200? And you're going to want a taina that the metzim is a muksik and the lokeach is the mitzi. Dr. Raj, you can't apply that lumdis here, because here avada the lokeach is a lokeach on this field, and avada it belongs to him, and he's there b'shus. It's not like shaloi b'shus by the yisayimim that it was an apaitik. You know, here he's b'shus and it was his field, and it's only a takon al tzvasisa v'yoshev atoiv that the metzim has the right to take over. That takana is only chal when you make the lakech whole. If you make him whole on his purchase, then you could assume him over. If not, not. And akoguf anodanan. We're dining over here. Are you making him whole? Do you have a right to be mesalikim for 100 or not? Hey, yois, this is the machoikis. If the moicha would have given it to him for a discount or not, to the whole world, just like he gave it to this lakeach. That's what the machlekes is. So the lakeach is the muksuk, and the metzron can't be mesalik this lakeach unless he pays the 200. The metzron is a mitzi.
The silik only works when he brings moitz. As long as he's not bringing the moitz.
What if he brings 100?
selling.
But saying even if he's right, that means. But the lomdus is that even though if he offers 200, teretz is because that's how a sitzva yashratei works. It's yours until I'm in mesalaka. That's how the takana works. And now if you're danning goof, if the takana was chalav, I'm paying you the full amount. So then you don't have the takana. It's a sotik. It's like a veil of a right.
He brings him 100, and then they fight for 2 weeks, and then.
No, that's what I'm saying. Even if I bring the whole 200, it doesn't work. You got, this is Hoguf on Adonan. And the Lokeach is the Muxik until the Metzen Konsimim Besalakim. Kishmak Halacha. I know it's late, we have a few minutes left. I want to transfer now, bring out a Shiloh B'Negeh to a different Sugya, which is Negeh here. And there's $1 million Kasha, the Ula Achrenim Atumling, how to stim these two Mechabes. I'm going to introduce another Mechabe. There's a Halacha called Shuma Hadra. Shuma Hadra means like this. A loiva owes a malva $100. Nebuch, he defaults, can't pay. The halacha is, Bezin puts the malva, is going with the asset of the loiva, and Bezin gives over title. Now the malva owns this asset. Till now, the loiva owned this property. Now the malva owns the property. They did agree on this property. Now what happens if, a few years later, the loiva, Baruch Hashem, Kishayakov Gvula, he now could afford to pay back the malva from the loan. Chazal made a takana called Shumad. Even though Batsim, the malva already owns the property, there's no more chayv. It was already collected and it satisfied the chayv. The loiva has the right to redeem the property that he gave the malva. He'll pay the malva $100 late, 4 years later, and now get back the property. That's a halacha. It's a gemara. What happens while the malva had the property during these 4 years? The malva was mashbiach this property. What's the halacha? And now the loiva comes to pay $100 and removes him. The halacha is he's a yerid b'shus. He's a yerid b'shus cause man that he thought the property belonged to him, and not just thought, it actually belonged to him. During this window, it did belong to the malva. He's a yerid b'shus. What happens if he did haitzayis, but there were no shvach? He invested and who knows what he did. He was mamish. He gutted a house and he uprooted this house, and all of a sudden the house fell down. There was no shvach. He wasted $50,000. He did haitzayis, which are yisera al hashvach. The halach is that if you have a mamish or yerid b'shus, if I tell you, do me a favor, gut my house, and chulila something happens to it, lo yaleinu, you're going to still get paid for all the haitzayis that you did. I instructed you to do that. You're a yerid b'shus. So an emes a yerid b'shus, get haitzayis, which are yisera al hashvach. That's a halacha. But this is not, I didn't tell you to do it. This is not mamish, I told you to do it. You did it because you thought that it was your own property. What happens now when the loiv is being mesalek the malva? Is the malva considered a yerid b'shus mamish that he could collect haitzayis, which are more than the shvach, or not? This is a machlekes rishonim. The Chus Ramban Siman Yudzayin says that he cannot collect the haitzayis, and the Sefer Chumis in Shar Gimel says he could collect the haitzayis. It's a shaila, how vite to take him? Is he a mamish a yerid b'shus or not? It's a machlekes rishonim. How do we paskin? To machlokes rishonim, the Torah brings down two shittos, and it's not machria. And therefore, the Beis Yosef says it's a sveka de dino, and I'm moitim mekavera all of araya. That's a Beis Yosef. The value is not, the value is the same. Okay, the shvach is the same. He bought it for 100. He was gave it for 100, and it's still worth 100. But he invested $50,000 worth of tzayis, and it didn't reap any shvach. Does he get reimbursed for those tzayis that there's no shvach connected to those tzayis? So it's a mitzvah mekavel avaraya. But who's the chaveri? The Beis Yosef doesn't tell you. Comes the Mechab in Simon Kuf Gimel Siftes and says, "Amazim Kavel of Araya," and who wins? And the loiva wins. The loiva takes back the field for 100, and if the malva wants, it's $50. Tough. Prove it that we paskin like the Sefer Chumis that you're entitled to Haitzayis more than the Shach. You can't prove it. No one could prove and therefore you're out. I'm going to win. I'm going to take it back. The Leiva wins. The smash rice gavalt on the Mechaba. What? It's a Sveika Dedina Mitzvah Kavala, right? The Leiva is the Muxik. The Malva is the Muxik. The Malva is in the property. You're coming to be Masalik the Malva. No Tiki no Washi. If you don't pay for $50 for the tzayis, I'm not giving you back the field. So how could the Mechaber say? Sorry? No, because klapi, once it goes back like the lemafrei type of a din, you want to say that you're a yoyed on it. Good, but till you're being mesalik me, I'm a muksik on it. So how gufan udonin, if you have the right to be mesalik me or not, if you want to know if you have the right to be mesalik me, I say you don't have the right. I'm a muksik. Don't be mesalik me until you pay. So the machloik is mechaba and isma in lobdis, is the loiva the muksik or is the malva the muksik? Now the sma is timing very geschmack. Very geschmack. L'chay, the malva is a muksik. Until you bring the money, you can't be mesalik the malva. So why is the mechaba hold that the loiva is a muksik? So it comes along the taz and the achrenim and say, because the mechaba held that, hey, benkach of enkach, the loiva is being mesalik the malva of this field. He's paying him back. And the whole shaila now is how much I have to pay you. So this is like the same case like Yisaimim, who are Mashbich, the field of the father, and there's a makhlek between the Malv and Yisaimim, who was Mashbich? Was it the father who was Mashbich, the field, and the Shvak belongs part of the Rapoiteki to the Malva? Or was it the Yisaimim who was Mashbich, the field, and that Shvak belongs to the Yisaimim? And since Benkak of Benkak, the Malva is going to be Mesalik the Yorshim from the field, and there's only a Shaila how much the Malva has to pay the Yorshim, so then the Yorshim is considered the Moitzi. So so too Zakta Machaba. The loiv is saivi going to be masalik the malva from this field. So the loiv is the muksik. And now you want to know how much I have to pay you for your yoyed? That's a machloikis. So memela, you're considered the mighty. As I tainit the achrenim in the machaba. And the vice is ma didn't hold like that. Why not? Lechayrus ma held like this rush. Because the Rosh holds that this lumnus doesn't apply when a Vesisa Yashva Taif. I forgot to mention, the whole din of Shum HaHodra is also Al Vesisa Yashva Taif. The lumnus is that the Malva Vada owns the property. And the Loiva has just a schus to redeem the property only if Al Vesisa Yashva Taif and Talkans come only if you make the Malva whole. If you pay him. If you pay him the $100, then you could take it back. If it's Hagufa and Adon, and if you have a right to remove the Malva or not, that's what we're donning, then no. Then you're going to be considered the Moitzi. The Malva is considered the Muksik. So that's Mamish like the Sma. Hagufa and Adon, it means it's valid the Malva is till the Leiva comes. And it's only as Hatakanas Kachonim. So you have to make the Malva whole. And if you don't make the Malva whole, then the Malva is a Muksik. So then the Achrenim bring a raya to the Sma from the Rosh. So he goes back and forth. But there's still a fundamental machlek between the Machab and the Sma. Is this Lomdis of the Rosh applicable by a Vasisi Ashvatayiv or not? And the Machaba Paskins over there that the loiva is the muksik means not like the lomdis of the rosh. That the loiva could be mighty and the malv is going to have to prove that he deserves midin yoyrit. Frek the velt, the ksois, is it's mamish the kash of the century, $1 million kash, the machabah who says himself. Over here the machabah passing like the rosh. Over here the machabah says it's alamet and lovi raya. Why is it alamet and lovi raya? Because until you come up with the money, the Lekeach is a bona fide Lekeach and owns the field, and there's no takanas kachamim until you make him whole. And if you don't make him whole, you can't take him out of his hand of his muksakis. And yet over there he says the Leiva could take the Malva out of his muksakis. What is going on? This kasha is $1 million kasha, and all the achronim tanzu with this kasha. The imam is one if the ksois, misivas, tumim. It's one if the other. They all tanzu with this kasha. What's going on? Is there serious mechaba going on? Is the Metzron the Muxik, or is the Lakaik the Muxik? Is the Loiva the Muxik, or is the Malva the Muxik?
What is the Shabbos to make it
the Tzoris?
The what?
Shabbos to
make you, once you give him the Shabbos, you make you whole. The Tzoris.
Gewaldic.
Also, once you don't know, you go back to step before. Step before the
Loiva
owned the property.
That's some Achkoinim try to say that. That's not so posh. It's Murray Kama, I think the Divichaim tried to say that. It's not so posh. Because really the Malva owned the property in between. And now the Loiva is trying to be Mesalik the Malva and Hogufa Nadonin. But I believe
what kind of
no, if you're a Yorid Bushus, you're entitled to a tzais, even which are Yaseir Allah Shvak. And Hogufa Nadonin. Are you such a Yorid Bushus? So I wanted to say this teretz, and the problem with this teretz is it's so poshit. I'm going to say it in a second. It's so poshit that how come no? I didn't find any akron who says it yet. I mean, I didn't do enough research. But teretz is like this. Really, there's a gemara that if I'm being mesalik you saivi, now I'm considered the muksik and you are the mitzi. Now the shaila, how much I have to pay you? By the yisaimim, the malva is considered the muksik, and the yisayimim is the moitzi. They're trying to mun, but the mabu is the muksik. Why is metzron different? Metzron is different. Zok the Rosh, well, I understand the Rosh is that be'etzim it belongs to the lekeg. You want to exercise, you want to invoke a takanas chachamim. Chazal only allowed you, so to speak, to invoke that if you're making the guy whole. If you don't make him whole, then there was no din asis of yeshva taif to begin with. That lumdis only works on the etzim takana. The takana is where I could be misalik you. I can't be misalik you unless I'm for sure paying you the full price that you deserve before being misalik. That's benegeah to bametzra. Over there, I'm giving you the $100 that I borrowed from you. I'm making you whole on the loan. On the seas of Yashav HaTayiv, I made you whole. For sure. That's not even a shayla. From a mail of the Karkash Zikah go back to me. You're just coming with a Zaytik Ataina you want to collect for Yerid. It's nothing to do with Shuma Hadra. Shuma was Hadra. I already paid you the $100. And I was Zikah being Mekayim my Takonis Chachoma Mavasir Savayosha Toiv to make you all. You just have a Zaytik tree on me called the Yerid. Yerid has nothing to do with the Takonis Chachomim. Yerid has nothing to do with the Vasir Savayosha Toiv. It's not Pshat that Chazal said we won't make a Vasir Savayosha Toiv unless you also pay for Yerid. There's no such thing. As Chazal said, you have to pay, make him whole for either the Halva or over here, you have to make him whole for the purchase price. So I made you whole for the purchase price. If you have a suffix, if you make me whole for the purchase price, maybe you're entitled to 200 because the purchase price was really 200 because the chelik matana was only earmarked for you and no one else. So then I didn't make you whole. So you have a shayla in the takana. So then I can't be mighty mammon from you. The alamet and lavi raya. But over there, there wasn't a shayla in the etzema takana. The takana was mikuyim. I'm paying you the whole $100 that I borrowed. It's a zayt katvir that you have. I'll tell you. It's just like had I been massage. You paid you the $100, and then a day later you come into my field and you yerid and you mashbiach, and let's say you did a good job and it'll be a shayla how much you deserve for that track. Say, I'll pay you for that track, and if you have a sotik, I won't pay you for that track. If we have a machloikis, how much track there was. So don't do the machloikis, it has nothing to do with etzim takana. The takana was mekuyim at shuma hadra. Okay, it's a push of the chilek. What is going on? The whole lomnis of the Rosh Lachai is only in the takana. If you want to dan the takana, then you say alametz and lavi raya. Over there, no, you could still have the shayla. But you want to know if I did a shuma hadra? Zikah did a shuma hadra. I paid you the whole $100. And now you're yerid b'shus. Now we have a machloikis if you're entitled. And we have a machloikis if you're entitled to a tzai zisei al hashvak. And you're trying to be mitzi mammon from me. So I'm the muxik and you're the mitzi. So ala. The life is a muxim. The male is no steers machab at all. There's a geshmak. I just want to firoiz is that who adin b'negeh to our sugya? The achrenim clear the same shayla in sivvav. It says if you're mashbiach, you have a din yoyed. And what happens if you try to be mashbiach and you were not successful? So you did hoytzais. You say al hashvak. What would be the halacha then? So the Mishpat Shalom says it's the same halacha over there. It's the same machlekes Rishonim, same Sveika Dedina. And how will we paskin on that Sveika Dedina? L'chari loit the machaba, we will paskin. That just like Machaba says over there, the loit is a muskik. Over here too, the metron would be the muksik. Ah, in Tziv Zayin, it's ala metzun lavi raya. It's cholik. If you're mishaylin, being mekayim the takana, ala metzun lavi raya. But if you are mekayim the takana, now you just want to money for yerid. You want to know, are you entitled for haitzois, iseil ashrak or not? I'm going to make a veil of a raya. Alecha lavi raya. To be mighty mammon from me, the metzun, I am entitled to the field for sure. I paid you your full purchase price. Now you want to know how much you get for haitzois? Alecha lavi raya. I'm going to make a veil of a raya. The problem, shtickle is the Sma himself. The Sma over there who says it's Allah loyvel of Yerid. That means the Malvism Moksik, the middle of the Sma over here, hold also that the Yerid, the Lokeh, should be the Moksik, and should come out. If a Tzoy is say Allah Shvak, the Sma should hold over here that he should be able to tie in a Kimli that the Tzoy is, I do, I'm entitled to Tzoy. And the Sma doesn't say anything over here. Sorry? In Sivvav, he just says V'yoda ala yoyinu k'moshikos atil v'machaber simu kufayin ches, and you look in simu kufayin ches as aloha shutvis, and the Rambam says lehed yivay shutvis, that you're not entitled to etzoy yoseir ala shvach. So seemingly the theme is aloha would be that here too you're not entitled to etzoy yoseir ala shvach. So that would be geshmak in the machaber shita. But in smash shita l'choyro, you should be a mukzik, and you should be able to say, I want etzoy yoseir ala shvach. So you're going to have to say that this metzen is worse than Baal Chayiv. And this metzen is not a Yerid B'shus, even like the Sefer Truma, it's like over there by Shuma Hodge. Okay, we ran out of time. All right, Rabbi Say, it's a Geshmak Inyan. Hopefully, Mitzvah next week, Oid Chazoyim, we have to take it weiter on this. But it's a Geshmak you say it here. If you have a Shaila, who wins? Who is the one to determine if he's entitled to the extra $100 or not? Ala Metzen Lavi Raya. All right, good luck.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.